Sí.
Are we travelling for fun? Are we travelling for passion in the last part of the program today with our gentleman traveller, Mr. Chris Parry? You don't like me calling you that, do you?
What, I love
you,
it.
What, you like
it.
The gentleman traveller?
I heard the your little mention of that round about sort of 2:30 that I was coming up. I like it.
Fantastic. All right, well, you're here today for two things. As I said, you're here to give us a bit of fun and inspire us, but you're also here, hopefully, so that we don't have to sell our house or maybe a kidney or a spare child. I've got four, so I'm prepared to drop two of them. But
okay,
how are we going to get to the AFLs?
It might still cost you your job.
All right.
Yeah.
Oh. Why?
Because it is too late to expect a cheap deal. There's nothing out there that's too cheap.
No.
But if the passion runs high, anything will get you across. It might cost you your house, might cost you your job, but there are ways of getting there.
All right. What would you do, O learned one?
All right.
Wait. Before you start opening your mouth, 9221882. If you have any ideas, or you've already rorted the system some way, and you've got some hints, and making sure you've already secured your ticket, so we're not taking yours off you, give us a call 9221882, and you still could be in the running for those tickets to Gold Class at Reddings. Okay.
All right. There's a couple of ways I'd be looking at doing it if I was doing it for this week or for the big dance on 30th of September or the pre-big dance, which is the 29th of September, the AFL parade.
Okay.
So if you're going, you'd want to be there by sort of the 28th.
Yeah.
So if you're going to drive, try and do it in a convoy, but let's get to the flight and accommodation sort of packages.
Okay.
Try and find some other supporters out there. Bundle yourselves up together as a group and look for a bit of a deal on flights and accommodation based on the pressure you can sort of bring to an airline and a hotel on a group booking rather than just you trying to find something or you and one other person. So try and get a bit of a collective group going.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to look at another way of getting there, try maybe flying to Hobart and then getting the ferry across to Melbourne. That's going to be a good option.
Yes. Yeah.
Or even Canberra and Sydney are going to be cheaper and then hire a car down. But I reckon because we've opened up the flights to Hobart now and that's probably still a nice option that you could explore quite easily that's going to work out cheaper than any going rate for flights to Melbourne at the moment. So a nice flight to Hobart, ferry across the wonderfully smooth, calm seas of Bass Strait.
Yep.
And you're there in time for whatever you need to be in time for, either the parade or the... Or Friday night or the big dance on September 30.
I was listening to Jane Marwick talking to Brad Hardy earlier on today and there were supporters that didn't make one of the matches until three-quarter time because all the flights, et cetera, had been stuffed up so badly.
Yep. Yeah. And I also recall the flags in 92 and 94 for the Eagles where there were a number of people who, to get to Melbourne, flew to New Zealand and then flew to Melbourne. And I think there were also people that I can recall, it was definitely 1994, there were people that went to Bali and then caught the flight to Melbourne from Bali. So,
if you've done that, let us know, 9221182. I'd like to hear of someone that was that crazily passionate. You're not even an Eagles boy though, are you?
No. I'm after this, I'm looking at that clock because I'm heading to Leaderville Oval for South Fremantle and Subiaco.
Oh.
So I'm zoned as a country boy to South Fremantle,
which
then makes me a Fremantle supporter as well.
Okay. All right. We won't hold that against you. How about your travels? Just to paint a picture to everyone, our gentleman traveller today is wearing a sort of a bottle greeny shirt with palm fronds all over it and hibiscus.
You're looking at it and your face is all screwed up.
I was trying to describe it. It's kind of camo, but it's not. It's kind of tropical camo. So where have you been?
I call it cabaret jungle camouflage.
Right. So where did you get your cabaret jungle camouflage from?
In Borneo.
Of course.
Which is a really, really big island, must be said. And I was on the Malaysian state of Sabah, which even going back further in time used to be known as British North Borneo. So it's at the top of the island there. So it's a Malaysian state.
How long has been called something different to that?
Oh, when Malaysia would have got independence in the 1960s. And they would have chosen not to be called British North Borneo anymore, so they became known as Sabah.
All right, Sabah.
So I was travelling around with a very cool young group of writers and journalists from around the world, so I don't know what I was doing there.
You're hip. Did they like your shirt?
Well, I don't know about this one, but the New Zealand representative made a comment, "Oh, I like your shirt." And I thought, wow, I must be really cool as well.
Yeah.
And then she said, "My dad's got one just like it."
Oh, great. Fabulous. All right, come on. We've got 3 minutes to regale us. Inspire us to go to Borneo because it's not somewhere that most people would choose. Yeah.
Direct flight, Perth to Kota Kinabalu, which is the capital of Sabah.
How long?
5.5 hours.
Okay.
Then a 1 hour flight across the island to the east coast to Semporna, which is a big fishing port and activities going on there. Mm-hmm. But just off the coast here, there's a lot of islands, part of a national park. Get a boat out to Mabul Island, where you get those resorts where the chalets are on stilts over calm, still water, snorkel around your chalet, see everything you need to see. I found Nemo under my chalet.
Did you?
And then you go for a boat trip to other islands and there are peaks you can trek up the top of for beautiful views that, you know, 360 degrees around the Celebes Sea, just beautiful, just amazing stuff. And there's also Sibawan Island, which is effectively a sandbar, just this stretch of white water where you just do absolutely nothing in absolute splendour except just tan yourself, float in the water.
We're all imagining ourselves doing that right now.
And you can also go and visit the sea gypsies.
Oh, now these are interesting people, aren't they? I saw, was it
truly nomadic?
Yeah.
One of the few communities in the world still connected nomadically to the sea. They travel from Indonesia, Malaysia to Philippines. They've got no nationality associated with them. I took toothbrushes to hand out to the kids and they climbed aboard my ship. We were ready to repel borders, but they were the most beautiful kids. And they smiled. Their teeth were the whitest I've ever seen, because they only eat fish and vegetables that they're able to grow. There's no lollies, soft drinks, chips, takeaway food.
Wow.
Their teeth were sensational. I ended up taking the toothbrushes back for my kids.
All right. Anyway, and what's the cost sort of involved to get to Borneo?
Pretty good from here. Check out flights. I mean, you could go there as well. You could fly direct to KL and then get across with a few of the cheaper airlines. Mm-hmm. But you're looking at a few hundred dollars, nothing more than that, to get to Kota Kinabalu, $100 or so to get across to Semporna. And from there, depending on the standard of your diving resort or five-star resort, you pay whatever you want.
Okay, so Borneo. So some tips from Chris. Borneo for overseas. Check out his website or his blog.
Oh, look, just Google Chris Parry. You either hit me or a Royal Navy Admiral from the Falklands War.
You're listening to 882 6PR. Thank you, gentlemen traveller.
Thank you.